Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Castology. Welcome to Castology, the podcast, which I hope this episode doesn't have a vacuum cleaner crawling up the walls.
No, sorry for anyone listening to last week who actually heard the sounds of vacuum. We try really hard to not have that happen.
Yeah.
And then the cleaner does it
anyway. My man's is just like, nah, they're recording. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Now's the vacuum
and then
time.
The Dyson
right
turns
outside
on.
The door.
Max suction Dyson.
Sometimes, like the last time that it happened, he was even like banging it into the door.
Yeah.
On all four walls.
On all walls. He's just like, just checking the soundproofing's working.
Smack.
I'm like, bro, chill. Anyway, I'm one of your hosts, Nick Bleeker. Across me is
Zane C. Weber.
And to my left is
Elizabeth H. Best.
And we're here to talk about podcasts without vacuums. Unless there are vacuums in this, who knows? But. Oh, nah, I'm writing that down. I'm writing that down. No.
Hey, how do you know I haven't already got a vacuum podcast for our niche off?
Well, I do now. Anyway, oh, there's actually one that just popped up. Anyway, we're here to review and rate some podcasts. We don't have a theme this week.
No, we don't.
We do have a theme last week, which we'll get to a bit later. But let's start with our recommendations for this week. And Liz, I would like to start with yours.
Cool. Well, I found a really lovely little podcast called It's Nice to Hear You. And this is what I came across while I was on my time off. And normally I don't like, you know, happy endings or love, but I'll make an exception because this was really cute. So it's about, it asks the question, can the power of voice lead to a deeper connection? So it's an audio-only matchmaking experiment. So the host of It's Nice to Hear You is an independently produced podcast about a real life experiment that took place in 2020, and through six episodes there are lessons told like one pair at a time. And so the rules are that they are only allowed to converse through voice memos, so you can't have a phone conversation in real time.
Sure.
You can send a memo to somebody and then get a memo back.
Interesting.
And hearing the kind of reciprocated vulnerability of strangers communicating via voice memos was just a little bit gorgeous. Really.
Is it like produced, or are they just playing like the
no,
sort of the
produced,
back and forth?
So there's okay. The host escapes my name and is not in my notes because I'm a terrible person. But to be fair, I copied my notes from the Apple Podcast notes and they didn't put their name in there.
Yeah, well,
so
that's
it's
their
own
fault.
Their
own
fault.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, so it's told through the person who did the experiment, and then they play the clips of these people, some of which form relationships from this bizarre experiment.
Oh, that sounds very nice.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to call you out, Liz.
How dare you?
Thinking back.
Okay.
I think you bring the most heartwarming podcasts to this.
Look,
I agree.
Heartwarming is different from love and romance. So I'm quite...
Even so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think maybe love and romance. You're probably a love and romance go-to as well.
Yeah, 100%.
I can only think either. Of one other podcast that I've brought called This Is Love.
Yeah.
But I can't think of any other podcast that I've brought
where
people...
Because the romance ones that I bring are usually like sex education and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And
so like clinical romance.
And I don't.
No,
so
yeah, because Nick is a heartless.
Yeah,
I'm
fucking soulless.
I will quite happily bring the happy making podcast.
Yeah.
This isn't always happy making. This is
oh,
like this is
love. More intriguing.
This is love.
Yeah,
adjacent. But I'm normally like fuck dating and I hate people. So
look, I think that we can all get behind that.
Look, exactly. But when people actually do like. I'm interested about human bonds, relationships, and vulnerability interests me greatly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
yes,
cool.
I actually would have liked to have been a part of this experiment. Thanks.
We'll call them out next week. It's fine.
No, I think it'd be fun. I think it'd be a fun thing to do. Cool. But yes, it's not.
I mean, I'm sure that there's probably a startup here where you just set up a website that matches people to people. And
it's mine. Nobody else can do it. No, this is the thing. We have all these great ideas, and then I'm also really time poor and a bit lazy. But yeah, I even think they've got a really nice name of the podcast. It's nice to hear you. It's just nice.
It is. Nice. It does sound very charming. Yeah. Consider my heart warmed.
Good. Wait till you
in
hear
this
it.
Cold weather. I'm going to go next. My recommendation is a one episode podcast.
What?
It's called Shipworm, and it's a feature length podcast. So
break that shit up. God damn it.
It is an hour 55.
Oh, that's not too bad.
So, I mean, it's technically feature length.
I believe last week you were the one who was complaining about two hour long podcast.
Shit. All right. So, all right. Let's backtrack super quickly. This is an exception to that. Okay. So
because there's only one and I don't have to listen to like 20 of them.
I'm just
honestly
calling out everyone.
This sort of. There's a start and a finish to this.
Yeah, this is the Zane call out show tonight, apparently.
Everyone accountable.
So this show is about, I'm going to just read the bio because I think it sells it pretty well. Wallace Conway wakes up to find he's been implanted with an untraceable earpiece while sleeping. So long as he does everything the voice on the other end tells him, he and his family will live. It's produced by people that have done Limetown, 36 Questions, and The Wilderness, which I think we may have reviewed. I think we did The Wilderness on here. Have we done Limetown?
I believe we've done Limetown.
Limetown as well?
Yep.
Have we done Limetown? I know we did 36 Questions because...
We did do 36 Questions.
36. Anyway, so this is part of that like sort of production network. The production values on this are pretty fucking great.
I'm but keen yes. because I love like... narrative-y, kind of fiction-y goodness.
Yeah, and I also do like the whole hostage sort of thing. Do you know what I mean?
Are you in his head?
Yes.
So you hear everything that he hears, and it's correct. Not like you're not outside of him.
No, it's not like sort of...
I don't think
like
it would quite like, work if someone's giving you mind control.
And you can't hear it?
Well, you could do it from different perspectives.
That's an interesting way to do it, and we should write that down.
I just listened to a... podcast. What was a podcast that had voices in the head? Oh, Soft Voice from it's another Q Code one. Right. Except it's a metaphor for depression. And actually bipolar, I think. She's got some nasty personality traits and there's murder. But anyway, it was good. We're not devoting a whole episode to Q Code stuff anymore. But yes.
It's that was just kind of my clarification. Yeah. Is like because that would be my preference is that you're with the one person the whole way.
Yeah.
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 But yeah, it's called Shipworm. One episode Shipworm. Only. I saw it and I was like the cover art looks cool. And I was like, it's one episode. Oh my
See,
God.
See, I love it because I listen to audiobooks all the time. Yeah. It's just like basically an audio novella.
Pretty much. Zane, your recommendation?
I'm recommending Choiceology with Katie Milkman.
They stolen our name.
You and the Ology podcasts.
Look, I think it's very easy to do a podcast with ology on the end because you know what it's about.
Yeah.
So Choiceology is exactly what you would think is about. It's how to make better decisions and like the things that kind of get in your way of making the right decision.
I need that mainlined to my veins.
So the episodes are usually between 30 and 40 minutes. It's hosted by Katie Milkman at the moment. The first season was hosted by Dan Heath. So this is a podcast from Charles Schwab. Charles Schwab is like a financial institution. So they've hosted this podcast, though it is not, they have no direct editorial control over it. They basically just sponsor it. So just kind of to get that out there. So they never really bring finance into it, but they have episodes about like, when a warning light comes on in your car, are you the kind of person who immediately goes to the mechanic?
Yes. Yes.
Or are you the kind of person that ignores it and hopes that it goes away?
Because that means more money later on.
And then the why confirmation bias about like taking data that has nothing to do with the choice, but how that affects choices that you're making that particular day and that sort of thing.
I am interested.
Yeah,
yeah, this is kind of cool.
This is going back to my improve the world theme of this year. Mm-hmm. Is like this is it's more personal, but it is kind of like getting scientific about how to make good choices for you and for everyone. Really,
yeah. I mean, that warning light in the car thing, that's not because I'm super efficient at doing things. That's because I'm scared of sinking myself into a hole of more debt.
But that just means you've learned a lesson at some point. or you have a fear that's informing your choice.
I just have constant fear. It's called generalized anxiety disorder.
Well, there is also like, are you more worried about being judged, or are you more worried about feeling regret about either performing being or not judged. Performing an action?
Yeah, being judged, honestly.
But I also have FOMO. It's a very confusing life I lead.
Yeah, so and like this kind of makes you examine the way that you think and the way that you approach the decisions that you make, and why it's really easy to make poor choices for yourself and not examine them anymore.
I am very interested in this.
Yeah. Sounds amazing.
And not because I feel like I feel like I'm interested and not scared of being called out, even though I probably will be called out.
And this is, and Katie Milkman is a behavioral scientist and cool. a Wharton professor. So it is like, it has academic credentials.
Nice.
All right.
It's a true ology podcast where we are, you know, we are interested amateurs studying podcasts here, because there are no podcast experts in the world.
I would consider us experts. We've done this a long time.
Oh, yeah, sure. We can consider ourselves experts, but we're not professors.
Yes. No, I was going to say I can't teach a class on this, but I can tell you what my opinions are.
I could teach a class.
I don't have anything to say to that.
Exactly.
I can imagine a world that there are a few people with doctorates about podcasting
I wouldn't know how that would work, but whatever.
Podcasting changes too quickly to really dive deep into any minutia.
Yet.
Yep. So that's Choiceology with Katie Milkman.
Awesome. All right, we're going to go into our recommendations from last week. We had a theme. It was death. Liz was very excited by it.
Death.
Because naturally...
I'm not a goth. I just...
Not really, no.
It's just a fun thing.
Yeah, that's cool.
I don't like death, but I like this theme.
I don't like death. I just wish I was Morticia Adams.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, because who doesn't?
Yeah, who doesn't, yeah. All right, so I want to start with yours, Liz.
Okay, I recommended, God, what did I recommend? I recommended Morally Indefensible. So it was a podcast by Mark Smerling, who is the creator behind The Jinx and Crimetown, who looks at the story of Jeffrey McDonald, who was convicted of the murders of his pregnant wife and two young daughters, but he says he didn't do it and that hippies did it. What did we think? Oh, and the inappropriate relationship that the journalist, his journalist friend Joe McGinnis had with him, and then released a book that was very interesting.
Yeah. So I'm not all the way through this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm two episodes in. It's presented very well, but in a very narrator-heavy way.
Yes.
Which is not my preference, but I can see why they had to do it in this way.
Yes.
So I'm interested in where it goes. I don't have a lot of opinions yet because I'm not particularly up on the case or what has happened. Just the fact that he called them hippies kind of leads me to believe that he did do it.
This was in the 70s, by the way.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
This was in the 70s. This was just after there'd been a whole bunch of stuff on the Manson murders. Stuff, yeah. And there just so happened to be an article in this guy's home in a magazine that he had that was about the Manson murders.
Interesting.
There's a lot of things that made me go, this guy totally did it. And then there's a lot of things that made me go, actually, wait, I don't know.
But I think the interesting part is the exploration of journalistic integrity.
Yeah.
And I think this is something that we've come across a lot in the course of this show, where we have journalists presenting stories, and the stories sometimes become about the journalist and not about the story, and what that means for journalism.
Episode 3 really blows apart the ethics of this journalist. Yeah. I'd be really interested to see what you think after episode 3.
I'm definitely sticking with it.
Yeah.
I did find the narrator heavy presentation a little bit grating.
That's what Mark does, though, because he's very into holding your hand at every step to make you think one thing, and then, you know, anyway.
Yeah. But what did you think, Nick?
Look, I'm the same as Zane. I'm only two episodes in. I did do some background beforehand, and I found the most fascinating thing that it's the most litigated, one of the most litigated murder cases in American criminal history, which I thought was absolutely fascinating.
It's in and out of the courts a ridiculous amount.
Crazy.
Because, like, he was let off in the first episode, they tell you that he was let off by the army.
Yeah.
And then they And then they convicted him, and then he got let out because it was turned over on appeal, but then he got put back in because of other things, and then he just keeps fighting and fighting.
The presentation of this, I think, for me, I thought was – I actually put down it's impeccably produced. I thought it was – it's so far, at least anyway, everything that I've heard is – I'm like, damn, this is good. And it, I will absolutely – because you said this is a companion – sorry, not a companion piece, but it's a lead-in piece, right?
Yeah, it's called a lead-in companion piece. So yeah. I haven't watched the show yet. I have listened to the full podcast. I'm super keen for the show.
Yeah. I just think even just – like obviously only two episodes in, so I haven't got the full story, but – this is right up my alley just in terms of the fact that there are the ethics of journalism and the embedding of, I think it was McGuinness, is that right?
Yes.
McGuinness. For me, this is a cracking show so far. And again, I really love the idea, and I think we spoke about it last week, I really love the idea of it being a lead-in to something rather than a side-by-side, post-match sort of thing. Like, as great as they can be, I feel like this kind of lends itself to that as well.
Yeah.
So I'm absolutely going to be finishing this really soon. I honestly probably will listen to it on the way home tonight.
Yeah, dude, ep 3.
Yeah.
The journalist convinced Jeffrey to record tapes of himself talking through his life and times and past, because he's like, I can't write a really great book about you unless I embed myself in your past. So they have all of the taped recordings of all of the stuff that he was waxing lyrical about his past, and he's like, dude, I feel like you're not being honest with me, I need you to be more honest. And then the tap just opens.
Fascinating. See, that's the stuff,
and
where
it's
I'm
such a line cross. It's fascinating.
God. Yeah, but honestly, like, I would like to, like, I can't recommend it yet just because I haven't finished it, but man, if it's anything to go by,
yeah,
I probably will probably by the next episode.
Yeah, sweet.
All right, we're going to go to Zane's podcast.
Right, so I recommended a listener submission, which was a true crime podcast called Old Timey Crimey, hosted by Christy Scott and Amber, basically focusing on crimes committed before 1950, because, you know, people have been bad forever.
Yep, and there's a lot of bad shit that happened forever and ever. Past, present,
so
future.
I did give you a couple of disclaimers before we went in. They do tend to go long, the hour and a half, so sometimes almost 2 hour episodes, and they are very kind of clicky, as in you have to buy into their rapport. But yeah, what did you think?
Nick, what's your disclaimer that you need
to put? So I need to put a big fat asterisk on this one. So full disclosure, I haven't listened to a lot of this. I'll say that I've listened to, hang on, let's have a look at how much I listened to. So I listened to maybe 30 minutes, I think. Nope, 25. Yeah, 25 minutes.
Because
as I said last week, I was very confused, which is honestly sort of par for the course with me, about the fact that there was another show that we have done previously which had a similar-ish title. I don't know if it was old-timey or crimey something or other, but I was like, oh,
okay. It was old-time radio.
Okay, that's really not as... I feel like we've listened to this before, but I was like, okay, I'll just go back and listen to it again, I guess. And I picked some new episodes and I was like, yep, cool. You know, I'll bring that. And then I went back and looked at the wonderful spreadsheet that Zane's put together and, you know...
Actually, no, it was Old Time Radio, but it was subtitled Case Closed, Old Time Crime.
That's it. Ha. Anyway, doesn't really exonerate me, but... in saying that, I listened to the wrong show for the most part. Instead, what I heard from the 30 minutes of what I listened to here, Zane is correct. It is very clicky.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's a bad thing, and I think the hosts are fine. But I can't speak much else to the show. Sorry. Okay. So, Liz, you can take it from here.
All right. So, I really enjoy their little old-timey announcer open for this particular podcast. It's very cute. Yes, it was a bit clicky, and occasionally some of their in-jokes, I was like, I'm not in on the joke. Maybe, yes. And I also found that, and this is true for so many podcasts, and I feel for so many other countries, in the world, but I listened to their more recent podcasts, and because they're obviously not recording together because of COVID, there is an occasional lag of joke. So someone will say something and then there's a slight awkward pause or whatever. So to ensure that I did my due diligence, I went back because there are so many episodes to listen to.
143 that they've released.
So many. So I went back and listened to two episodes pre-COVID and can confirm their rapport is great and strong and they don't do awkward pauses. So it is just one of those annoying COVID things and they've done a really great job to keep up during the break. The only criticism that I had was that occasionally they'd do a bit of an in-joke that I wasn't in on and they'd talk about something that happened to them and then they'd be like, yeah, oh yeah, ha ha ha, and I'd be like, I wasn't there, I don't get it. But for the most part, this is really enjoyable. I love the format. I love that they do mini episodes that they call old tinies.
It's pretty
old
good,
tiny crimey. And they have a really good tier structure for their Patreon that I did go and check out because they mentioned it a couple of times and I shall take inspiration because I'm always like, what do I offer people when I want to do a Patreon one day? But yeah, it's right up my alley. And their humor definitely, and in fact, one of the newer episodes that I did listen to, they even brought attention to the fact that they couldn't wait till they're in the same room because they feel like they're talking over each other sometimes, yeah, which yeah. I can attest does happen when you're trying to do a Zoom interview because you're like, and you don't get a sense of when someone's about to talk and you can't see their nonverbals.
It's hard
as much
to bring up the get into the conversational rhythm.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I liked it. I like their gimmick. I like that they theme different things in their own little time crimey band brand. Yeah, thumbs up from me.
Excellent. Well, Nick, sorry. You can look forward to listening to this.
Well, look, I
have to go and listen to all 143 episodes.
Look, it's a listener submission. I am very pissed off at myself for not fucking reading properly. So I will be going back.
Next time you have a question, ask it.
In the chat.
Okay.
We have a group chat.
Off air, thank you. Yeah. Old Timey Crimey, if you are listening to this, I promise you I will listen to it and I will do a shout out next week. I promise.
Cool.
Done. Okay. We're going to move on to my recommendation, which was Vice News Painkiller.
Another really lighthearted, fun time for everyone.
Painkiller.
It's a really light America's, note to finish on.
Yeah, it is. And we love finishing on light notes. We did last week. Painkiller, America's Fentanyl Crisis. It's a podcast that explores the opioid crisis that's hitting America and also around the world. Some pretty heavy stuff here. What did you think?
So I really like the tack that they took in terms of focusing not just on a linear narrative, but going, okay, here we're going to talk about the drugs themselves. Here we're going to talk about how the body, you know, what the actual physiology of it is. Here we're going to talk about what the sociology of it is. The sound is really crap. And I was really surprised that it was a Vice podcast because the information was good, but God damn, sometimes the sound sounds like it's coming through an old-time radio. I struggled sometimes to focus because when I hear, I don't know what it is, when I hear stuff that's not got very good audio, my brain just goes, okay.
You do lose
out
a bit of interest. Yeah.
But I did find it very interesting, especially when they're talking about, I think in episode 2 it was, the physiology of it and exactly what. And I, to be honest, I never knew what methadone, like I knew that there were methadone clinics, but I never knew the physiology of how or why it worked. And I find that very interesting in the different studies that they're doing on different things that can help people halt their addiction to these types of drugs. I do still find it really upsetting that the people who actually do need these drugs now can't access them because too many people have abused them, and that's something that's long pissed me off and upset me.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting thing, interesting podcast, but it does really suffer from quality.
What I really liked about this podcast is the number of different angles that it approached it from.
Yes.
I think that is the point of difference of this podcast that I would love to see in more like investigative podcasts. Yeah. It's like literally talking to a Chinese drug dealer and then talking to a doctor about like what it is and that sort of thing. That's really interesting.
They came at it from every single angle.
Mm. Again, for something that is produced non-independently, something that has some backing, like I was expecting better audio. That being said, it is still very interesting. Very, very interesting. I'm about halfway through. So I will be finishing this one as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have really much to add. It is, it's good. The audio is a little bit choppy. And like this is the kind of podcast where you expect good audio.
Yeah, you would think so. I mean,
if
yeah.
this was independently produced, I'd be like, yeah, good on them for having a go. But the fact that you said it's a Vice podcast, and I was like, oh, I would have thought it would be independent. See, that's the thing, after like, listening to it.
The research.
And even the cover art's a bit dodge.
The research warrants the quality to go with it.
Yeah.
So I guess, yeah, that's really my only criticism, and I can get past it. It's not a deal breaker for me.
Yeah.
Like,
but I think the expectation is set.
The expectation. It's not that we go, this is crap, I'm not listening to it. It's that, I would have thought that.
Vice could have done better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like, that's not what you want to be thinking when you're learning about fentanyl and how to get your hands on some.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, that's exactly right. Yeah.
How? What? How?
I mean, no. Just listen to Painkiller. But yeah, cool. That's great.
Yep.
Awesome. Do we want to back? Do we back announce our fucking
Let's
things?
Let's do it again.
Let's do it again. Liz, let's start with yours.
It's nice to hear you. Is what I recommended. Oh, which
you're
is
telling them.
It's nice to hear you, Nick.
Oh, thank you.
Because you haven't spoken up all episode. It's an audio matchmaking experiment, and you get to hear the two people conversing only through voice memos and how their relationship evolves.
Beautiful.
Pairs of people, not just two people.
Yeah. Like
pairs of two. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Fuck. My head was just
what
like, wait.
Pair is.
Yeah. Zane,
I'm recommending Choiceology with Katie Milkman. It's a podcast that examines how and why humans make choices and how to make better choices in your life and for the world.
I love it.
Yeah, and I just want to say this episode is probably the episode that I'm looking forward to the most. Listening to the two recommendations.
Hooray!
Nice. For a while.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to all of them.
All right.
I'm into it.
And my recommendation was Shipworm, a feature-length audio movie, as it's explained. It literally is one episode, an hour 55 minutes, about a man that finds himself implanted with an untraceable earpiece while sleeping and has to do everything it tells him to keep his family
alive. Do you recommend consuming this like a movie?
Yes.
All in one hit? Yep.
Yes. Headphones as well, if you can.
Great. Yep.
Headphones.
Car room. Air
car school. Car school.
Long,
I think car
long
school.
Car trip.
Yeah. Car school. Headphones. Earphones. Whatever. That's the preferred listening experience. I had headphones on for the whole time, and I was like, "Yeah, this is good."
Cool.
Cool. Anyway, awesome. That does us.
Amazing.
Yeah, you can recommend us some podcasts at thatsnotcanon.com/castology. There's a huge form there, and then Zane does all the work, and then we just sit there and let Zane do all the work.
It's a very reasonably sized form.
Well, I mean, sorry. Look, it is. It's a form. It exists, and you can input data in it that Zane will decipher for us.
It will take 1 minute to fill out the form.
Yeah.
Or you can just reach out on social media.
Yeah.
We're on Instagram, on Twitter, or on Facebook.
Yep, and email as well, castologypodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that'll do us.
Yep.
No more vacuum. How exciting.
Yay.
I'll be one of your hosts, Nick Bleeker. Across from me has been
Zane C. Weber.
And
Elizabeth H. Best.
Keep listening to podcasts, people.
Welcome to Books Boys! Every month, Dean and PJ tell you all about the books they've been reading and make some recommendations from our old favorites, plus surprise call-ins from authors to talk about the works that they're writing, original music, prize giveaways, and more. That's Books Boys on booksboys.com and all good podcatchers. Books Boys, get it, buy it!
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.